This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. In the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, musicians, artists, and entertainment business owners are finding new and inventive ways to keep going and stay connected to their fans and clientele. That's Don Anthony and Sean Higgins. They're performing some of their favorite jazz cuts in a live stream concert on Friday. And they're not the only ones. There's also saxophonist Adrian Crutchfield, the Cornelius Virtual Jazz Festival, the Cheerwine Festival, and a few live workshops online this weekend. Joining me to talk about these events on this edition of Weekend in Entertainment is Katrina Lewis, Managing Editor of Q City Metro. Hi, Katrina. Long time no hear from.
I know, right? It's so good to hear from you, Gwen.
Same here. So let's set the mood with some more music from Don Anthony.
Blue sky smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
Katrina, tell us about this duo.
There's pianist and composer Sean Higgins, who is open for acts like Dave Holland and Talib Kweli. He's actually also studied at UNC Wilmington. And then there's vocalist Don Anthony. She sings everything from classical to jazz to gospel, and she also earned a degree in music from Queen's University of Charlotte.
And that's Friday night. Where can we view their performance online?
You can watch it on Facebook Live. They're doing a live jazz set tomorrow at 8 p.m. and on Don Anthony Sings Facebook page.
And on Saturday, there's the Cornelius Virtual Jazz Festival with pickup food and beverages available as if it was a live event.
The town of Cornelius, their Department of Parks, Art, Recreation, and Culture is moving their jazz festival online to Facebook on Saturday from 5 to 8. It'll be an evening of jazz with music from Calvin Edwards. There's the Holly Hopkins Jazz Band and the Eli Yassin Band.
There's also the Cheerwine Festival on Saturday that takes place every year. It's back virtually this time around, of course. How is this one happening?
The annual outdoor event draws thousands of people each year, so it was a little disappointing when it was canceled. But there'll be a live stream happening this Saturday. They'll have the hip-hop pioneers, the Sugar Hill Gang, who's known for their Rapper's Delight hit. There's Tone Loc, who, fun fact, was the second rap act to reach number one on the Billboard charts. And that show starts at 5 p.m., and you can check it out at cheerwinefest.com.
And also to keep people busy while they're hopefully staying at home during the pandemic this weekend, there are some workshops that folks can participate in. The virtual museum, the Charlotte History Toolkit, being led by historian Tom Hatchett and J. Michael Moore. Tell us about those.
They pulled together a collection of research tips and tools that explores the history of Charlotte neighborhoods. So there's old newspaper clips, city directories, things like that. So there is a webinar that is a demo on what users can expect from the website.
Okay. Now there is the Adult at Home Art Workshop on Saturday, Secret Window Books with Arts. Sounds interesting.
If you've ever wanted to try your hand at bookmaking, Arts Plus is hosting its second Art at Home Workshop for Adults. So you'll get step-by-step instructions on how to create handmade books, and you'll assemble them using a collage, glue binding, and paper cutting. There really is an art to it, so luckily there are step-by-step instructions. The Zoom meeting is happening on Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m., and you can sign up at artplus.org/programs/workshops.
Katrina, with stay-at-home orders in place during the pandemic, lots of folks on the art scene have been significantly affected financially, and also entertainment venues. How are they doing?
You have venues like the Neighborhood Theater in NoDa who have set up a GoFundMe page to help them out during this time. Venues like Middle Sea Jazz. You've probably seen the weekly live events with Maria Howell and Noel Friedlein. They said that they have strong financial backing to help them get through this time. And then there's venues like the Fillmore who have been linking to national acts. So you can see your favorite local acts, but also some national acts through their site.
Well, Katrina, let's go out on a high note with saxophonist Adrian Crutchfield. Tell us about him and how listeners can hear him online this Sunday.
He is a Charlotte native and attended Northwest School of the Arts. And a lot of people know him because he recorded and performed with Prince. He led Prince's 11-piece horn section, The New Power Generation. But he's also toured with, you know, Lionel Richie and CeeLo Green and even Charlotte's Anthony Hamilton. This Sunday, his performance is called The Lover's Lounge, and he'll play from the Playroom in Charlotte. So that show starts at 7 and runs till about 7:45, and he's also answering audience questions with a Q&A.
Okay. Well, Katrina, thanks for being with us this week, and continue to be safe.
Thanks, Gwen. Same to you.
Katrina Lewis is the managing editor of Q City Metro.